Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mini camp continued today out in Ashburn. Want to get you a little sample of what Dan Quinn had to say to the media. He talked about Noah Brown today. Remember, Brown was carted off the practice field yesterday. We had been awaiting an update. It was brief, and as expected, Quinn didn't give a whole lot of detail, but this is what we got on Noah Brown from the head football coach.
I have no update. I know he's getting an MRI today, this afternoon. So, yeah, I don't want to speculate.
On what?
Yeah, MRI today. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about as much kicking the can down the road as you're going to do. He's not going to talk again, to my knowledge, until training camp. So if you could just get through today's press conference, you're not going to have to answer any more questions about Noah Brown for 5 or 6 weeks. And that's exactly what Dan Quinn did. And you heard the follow-up there from John Keim of ESPN. I think he was saying on what, meaning what body part, what got hurt. They still don't know. And Dan Quinn wouldn't even comment or elaborate on that.
Yeah, it's an MRI. On what? On your ear? On your eyes? On your teeth? On your right nostril? Yeah, I mean, there's
head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
I mean, it's borderline hockey at this point, like Dan Carberry over there. But yeah, it's a...
And you're allowed to do that in the offseason.
Yep.
So do it, whatever. But I don't know. They probably don't have the actual timetable and all of the details, but I bet they got most of them.
They probably know something. So
if there's something very seriously wrong, they probably got enough to know it's going to be a while. But regardless, I guess there's no added benefit to letting people know today. But if he's out for a while, and it's possible, I guess, then they're scrambling over there very likely to get their ducks in a row as to either getting a deal done with McLaurin so that come training camp, you're locked and loaded at wide receiver, or maybe even getting another veteran on the horn.
Are you calling external options? Are you, you know, adjusting plans internally? Luke McCaffrey, I'm making this up, who was not part of, you know, this, that, and the other sub package. Is he now? Like, what's the plan? Those internal conversations, I bet you, are being had.
Dan Quinn talked today about running back Chris Rodriguez. I've always been intrigued by Rodriguez. He was a 6th-round pick for Washington who runs really, really hard. In fact, you know, you could make the case last year, Danny, that as a similar guy to Brian Robinson, he did more with less. He averaged almost 5 yards per carry, scored a couple of touchdowns, and whenever he's gotten a shot, he's excelled. Mm-hmm. They drafted a running back in Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt in the 7th round, so now you've got potentially 4 guys ahead of him on the depth chart. He got cut in training camp last year, was on the practice squad for a while. There's no guarantee that he's even going to make the team. This was Dan Quinn on Rodriguez.
Yeah, that was one of the things we discussed for him through the offseason. And he's really applied himself into that to make sure he can be at his absolute best. You're right. He made some really meaningful runs. And so if he could get himself into the best shape he's ever been in, that would give him the best chance for it. It's a very competitive running back room. But looking at the work Chris has done, you know, over the last, you know, 3 months or so, it's been significant.
He's lost a lot of weight, apparently. He's in better shape. I remember the first time I went out to training camp last year in July, one of the first things I'd heard when I was out there was he's kind of fallen out of favor with the staff because they didn't think he showed up. I don't know if you would say, you know, out of shape, meaning football shape or just overweight or whatever, but they didn't like what they saw. Well, by the end of camp and into the preseason, he did enough to hang around. And then eventually, as he got very limited opportunities, he did maximize them. But give him credit, because they challenged him, it sounds like, this offseason. Get your butt to mini camp in better shape and look the part. And I guess he did.
Yeah, it's your career, right? It's your choice. I mean, there have been a couple of guys. Think of the Nationals, where they've had those kind of conversations. Luis Garcia had a tough conversation with the team and management. Same with CJ Abrams. Here's a fork in the road. What do you want to be? You want to be on the roster or not? Like, we are telling you, here's what we expect. You can get mad about it, or you can get to work. Sounds like he did the latter.
So we know that Brendan Coleman's going to play left guard, because Dan Quinn told a podcast hosted by Kyle Long as much that he was on this week. So that means Laremy Tunsil, left tackle, Brendan Coleman, left guard, and Tyler Biadasz, center. And then there's some questions on the right side of the line, especially in a world where there's no Sam Cosmi at the beginning of the year coming back from a torn ACL. So this was Quinn asked about the right side of his offensive line.
Yeah, I know that with Sam, you know, he's hitting all the benchmarks, but when does that, you know, get there? I don't know. I'm not there yet to knowing, like, we're not going to miss one step with him. What I do know is that I love the competition that we have on the offensive line right now, you know, at guards and centers and who's playing at right tackle and how are we working through the guys. So it'll take some work as we're going through into training camp. But those are the types of challenges like you want as a coach. It's not like who in the hell is going to play over here. It's more like this is going to be an absolute battle to see where it goes. So that's most of the time has been my experience, Bram, where like the competition of one another like really pushes us forward and the whole group gets better.
So the right side of the line is now wide open, and I think it's fascinating. You're going to have, in a world where Cosmi's not starting to begin the year, probably Allegretti competing at right guard. Again, this is if Coleman's the left guard, like he said. I'm just taking him
based
at
off
his
that, yeah.
word on this podcast interview that he did. And then Josh Connerly would get a crack at right tackle, I would think, the first round pick. Maybe Andrew Wiley is your right guard if Connerly ends up starting from day one at right tackle. And it could be Wiley and Connerly instead of, you know, Allegretti and Connerly or Wiley or something like that if they don't think Connerly's quite ready.
But to Quinn's point, it's a good problem to have. It's better than last year where you're going, can anybody step up and do this? You now go, we got options. Say for the sake of argument, Connerly's not ready day one.
How many really good options? I would say Connerly when it's going good because he's a first-round pick. But otherwise, they're just guys.
Well, let me try to convince you this way then. If Connerly's not ready day one, I got through an entire season last year with the right tackle that's already on my roster who's competing at guard also in Wiley.
Right.
Right. So I also have Allegretti, who I got through a whole season last year at left guard in case the transition for Coleman doesn't go as well. I got Coleman, who played left tackle, at a good enough job. Maybe he can play right tackle for me. My point is I've got more options this year. Not necessarily the highest end. You hope they are high end with when you add Tunsil to the group and if Connerly's as good as advertised. But to me, I think there's a lot more potential there, which I think is obvious. But B, I would feel a lot more secure going into this year than I did last year.
No doubt about that. They're in a way better spot. I just think they have one impact guy on the right side right now until Cosmi comes back. So I'm not like doing a dance about how good the right guard position is going to be necessarily. They'll be in a really good spot, I think, if Cosmi comes back and Connerly's the real deal. Mm-hmm. Maybe now you've got a well put together line with a couple of new solutions. Tunsil in the trade, Connerly in the draft, Coleman in the draft, Biadasz in free agency. I mean, they'll have basically completely rebuilt the thing around Sam Cosmi.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.